You're listening to SBS News.
On a unity ticket to achieve a better future, a number of disparate South Sudanese organisations have come together, all with a common purpose. Clement Layla is one of them.
Without unity, we cannot achieve anything. And we can see our kids now are going to the street. Kids are not doing well in school. Our families are breaking. So we need as a community to unite and come together.
A two-day Federation of Equatoria Community Associations conference in Melbourne is seeking solutions to the challenges plaguing refugee communities. The Federation's president, Juma Piri Piri, says it's important to present a united front.
Some community members have become a target in the mass, media, if I can put it that way. And it is our role as a community to come together and support one another.
According to Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia Chief Executive Emma Campbell, it is quite an achievement to organise such a gathering.
They're doing this without funding, in their spare time, alongside their work and caring responsibilities. And this is a tremendous achievement for the South Sudanese and Equatorial community to come together in this way.
The race-based controversy over youth crime is just one of the issues on the agenda. Chairman of Victoria's South Sudan Community Association, Ring Mayer, does not shy away from the problem.
We do have some wonderful successful people, young people. We do have successful business people. We do have a large working force. But also the issue of criminality is something that we are grappling with, particularly with young people who are lacking directions.
The conference was also told of the ongoing trauma being experienced by South Sudanese refugees, coming from a country that has been torn apart by a brutal civil war. GP Dr. Graham Poole has experienced both ends of the journey, treating new arrivals at his Launceston clinic after years witnessing patients' torment while working as a medical director in South Sudan.
A mother fleeing the fighting, having to choose which of her children to leave behind because she cannot carry all four in her arms.
Those harrowing refugee stories inspire all to work as one for peace and harmony in a new home and back in a fledgling nation. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.